Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya-Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
When you put your trust in God, is there anything too hard for me? So put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word for everything. Yes, everything. Oh, everything is possible with God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It looks like there is some kind of river. You know, Bible says that there was a pool, and then at certain times the angel of the Lord will stir it. Oh, yeah. And they that step in it. You get it? Yes. So me, I have decided that, and I believe that anytime the people rush here, they are rushing into the pool. You get it? They are rushing into the pool. So yes. Today, you have rushed into the pool. And you are living here with a blessing.
Hallelujah.
It is spiritual. It is spiritual. Do you get it? You are rising in and you are moving with a blessing. So those of you here, God bless you. Move with your blessing and back to your seats in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wow. Receive your blessing. Receive your blessing. Receive Amen. Your blessing.
Amen.
Receive your blessing.
Hallelujah.
I mean, if you believe, you have it.
I believe.
If you believe, isn't it? If you believe, that's why they rush here. Me, I'm wondering why they come. Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, today is Mother's Day.
Oh, yes.
And Mother's Day is today, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So today we dedicate you to our mothers, our sweet mothers,
wow.
And everything. We will honor our mothers. Is that not so?
Yes.
We will honor our mothers. Beautiful. Are you in church today?
Yeah, in church.
Let's turn to about Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. I think that ordinarily our mother should have preached to us, isn't it? She should have preached to us, and she's not preaching to us. So if she's not preaching today, and that next week Sunday is Kumatang,
yes.
Then mean that the following Sunday, okay. We want to hear her preach to us, and also.
Yay!
The following Sunday, she will preach to us. So beautiful. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. I've been reading some verses and we'll close.
Yes.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is right. What is right? No, what is right?
Obey.
Your parents in the Lord. This is right, isn't it? So if you don't know what is right, this is one of the things that is right.
Okay.
You get it? Obey your parents. Obey your parents in the Lord. Believe that in the Lord is very, very important. You get it? In the Lord is very, very important. And then, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So, honor your father and your mother. Now, there is the headship of the home, and they need to be honored. You get it? They need to be honored. When it comes to the home, the headship is a man and the woman. When it comes to marriage, the head is the man. Do you get it? The head is the man. It is not written anywhere. I just feel so. So I just feel so. So when it comes to the home, the headship is a man and the woman. They are the bosses, isn't it? Managers of the house. But in the marriage, the man is the head. Which means that you have to understand what I'm saying. Do you get it?
Yes.
That's why God says you honor them in the same way. The honor of the man is not different from the honor of the woman. They honor your father and your mother.
That's right.
That it will be well with you. Okay, which is the first commandment with promise. Hallelujah. But we know that it is well with you and you live long. Is that not so?
Yes.
So if you want to live long, Reverend Mitchell was talking about a lot of vitamins, a lot of your daughter checking your BP and checking all those things. But if you want to live long, the secret is honor your father and your mother. Amen.
Amen.
That is why in the olden days, they were living longer than us. These days, you will see 40-year-old, but he's gone. People are dying at very young age. You don't understand. You think it's because of something, something. It's also because we have stopped honoring old age.
Yes.
Those were the days that whether the person is your mother or not, so far as the person is an old elderly person, you get up and the person will sit down. But it's not like that again. Who can tell? It could be one of the reasons. One of the reasons. There's no honor. Do you get it? So when we close from church, if you have not done it already, you have any mother figure, your biological mother, your stepmother, your mother-in-law or mother in charge, all of them, those people, you have to go and honor them. Call them. Call them and say something to them. Call your husband's mother and say, "Mommy, thank you for mothering my husband." Yes. Mothering my husband. Not murdering my husband. Mothering my husband. And call your own father, mother. Call, and you to you the man to call your wife's mother and thank her. Do you get it? It's honor. And then plan some outing.
That's right.
Plan some outing.
Very important.
Yes. Honor with substance. Honor with substance. Amen.
Amen.
A mother figure in your life that it will be well with you. And you live long. Amen. That's why sometimes you see that some sicknesses on your body, but they just disappear. Wow. You don't know what happened. This morning I was working with somebody and we both had a similar pain. Right. Both had a similar pain. I read that her pain was still there. So I said, your pain is still there. Then she said, oh yeah. So she was talking about physio and things. Oh, I said, no, mine is not physio.
That's right.
Mine is communion. And then I wanted to add Anna.
Yeah.
Yes, communion and Anna. Do you get it? Because I said to myself, one day it should disappear.
Mm.
I just said one day I'll wake up and it's not there.
Yeah, no,
it's as simple as that. And truly, truly too. I woke up and it's not there. Do you get it? I know as I've said it to try to come, but I won't mind it. Sometimes testimonies have a way of trying to, but I won't mind them. Do you get it? So Anna brings blessings. Healing and all those things. So please, Anna, do you get it? 2 Timothy 1:5. As I'm reading verses,
yes,
and then we'll close and go home. The verse itself is powerful. The verse itself is spirit and life.
That's right.
See, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. He says that when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, we dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see that this again is a scripture about a mother or mothers, mother figures, whose faith are transmitted to generations and generations and generations. Mothers are very powerful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mothers are very powerful. You said that your faith, you are able to give it to your. So instead of talking to Timothy, your mother was able to give her faith to your mother, your grandmother, and your grandmother has also given it to you. Simple. We hope your wife will also give it to your children. But the things like a mother line or woman line. I get what I'm saying. So mothers, if you are here, what are you transmitting to your Timothy? Your children. So my title for the message is Praying Mothers.
Wow.
Praying Mothers. And I'm giving the title, Praying Mothers. And I'm saying Praying Mothers because these days we have too many fighting mothers. We have too many fighting mothers. But my title of the message is Praying Mothers. Some of you as you are doing Mother's Day, your children are confused. Because the way you have been fighting with your daddy at home, the way you are fighting with their father at home, insulting their father at home every day. They don't even know how to celebrate their Mother's Day. They don't know how to celebrate their Mother's Day. But if you're a mother, something makes you a mother.
That's it.
Just as something makes you a father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you understand what I'm saying? So give a, can you imagine if Timothy's grandmother and mother-in-law were fighting? What faith were they going to transmit to Timothy? What were they going to give to Timothy? So they were praying. And I'm going to give an example of praying mothers in the Bible. Praying mothers in the Bible. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Beautiful. So we are talking about praying mothers and reading scriptures and also.
That's right.
Beautiful. Isaiah 66 verse 13. Wow. Isaiah 66 13. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, as ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. This is God. God is talking about comforting us. And God is comparing his comfort with a mother.
Wow. Wow.
Do you get it? Wow. He didn't say as one whose father comforted. No. Whose mother comforted. So mothers bring comfort.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
They comfort us.
Oh, yeah.
They are the ones who make things cool and easy for us. Just it was a so that's how I also do it. Do you get it?
Yes.
That's how I also do. So if you're a mother, you are expected to comfort. I'm not talking about wives, I'm talking about mothers. I'm talking about wives. The husbands are claiming it for themselves. Comfort the father.
You need the comfort.
But your presence at home must bring comfort. Comfort your children. Comfort your presence at home must bring comfort. So all the husbands, children will take the comfort some. Okay. Now understand what you are saying. Now understand what I say. So a mother is made for comfort. Hallelujah. And you need to know how to comfort. Amen. And you see that prayer will make you do that. Psalm 22 verse 9.
Wow.
22 verse 9. It says, but thou art he that took me out of the womb, and thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I don't know why the mothers are quiet. And maybe I should go and preach the Father's Day. I should turn it to Father's Day. Is that also? It's the fathers who are enjoying it. The mothers are rather quiet and they are. You know why? They are trying to wait and see. She says she's waiting for the message first. Hey! Oh, good. Say, but upon my mother's breast, I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there's none to help. Amen.
Amen.
So you see that mother's wombs even brings us closer to God.
Wow.
Mother, say amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Isaiah chapter 49. Here you want to hear what I have to say to you. Isaiah 49 verse 14. Only good things will you hear. Only good things will you hear. Isaiah 49, 15. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. 15. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? But women are for compassion. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the positive side of this verse is that God is saying that in terms of remembering his children, it's only the mother he can compare to say that, look, I will never forget you. If even a mother who bore you in the womb, do you get it? So God is comparing himself with that, that he will not forget you. He never thought about the father. Because fathers, they can even do it, say it's not them. Even whilst you are in the womb. Whilst you are in the womb, he says it's not them. They've already forgotten about you. Do you get it? But the one that thinks in the womb, how can she say it's not her?
It's not possible.
I get what I'm saying.
Yes.
So God is saying that it is so, what he's trying to say is difficult for him to forget you. And he's using the woman to show to us that it's difficult. Even the woman may forget, which means that it must be difficult for a woman to forget her child. It must be very difficult for a woman to forget her child. So God is telling us that even if a mother can forget, so difficult, I will not forget. That's the positive side of this scripture. Do you get it? I will not forget. Do you see? So mothers don't forget. That's why in the Akan tradition, I don't know whether all the Akans, in the Akans we are matrilineal, which means that wafasine di adie. Do you understand what that means?
Yes.
It means that if an Akan man dies, his sister's child inherits the uncle. Do you understand? The meaning is that as for my sister's child, I know that it's my blood. Do you get it? But my wife's child, I'm not too sure whether I made her pregnant.
Hey.
That's the meaning of the thing. That's the original matrilineal whatever. You can't be sure. You can't be sure. Do you get it? Uh-huh. So the thing is bloodline. It's bloodline. Do you get it? So they don't want to mix any blood. So my sister's daughter dear confirmed it's my blood. But my wife's child. We are in the same household. But what if? What if I didn't shoot? Because I think I was watching a film. To be on the safer side. Then he was in the house with his wife and children for a long time. When they agreed, realized that they were not his children. Oh, yes. They were not his children. Do you get it? So for that's why the kinship. In the all those people who did become a king and they must come. So when you see that they are fighting, say yes, you are in our line, but from the paternal side, you can't, because we are not sure. Recently there was even a case, one of these big cities in Ghana, it was in the papers that from the father's side they were fighting, but no, they were rather paternal, they were fighting, but that's another matter altogether. That's what I'm saying. Amen.
Amen.
Are you understand what I'm saying? So mothers are important, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. So that's why mothers can't forget us.
No.
Mothers can't forget us. Daddy can forget you day one.
Yes.
Day one. When they say, especially if you're in school.
Yeah, secondary school.
You're in secondary school, they can say, you have done me. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And most of you boys, you are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. One day somebody was saying that you it's women who don't talk the truth, who don't speak the truth. Otherwise, my child would have been older than you. That's what the person was saying. Said that my child said, where is the child? And my child would have been older than you. It's Mother's Day. Is that also beautiful? So mothers are powerful. But one of the things about mothers is that when they pray, it's powerful. When they pray, it's powerful. I want to read you something from Rick Jarman's book, The Final Quest. And the subtitle is His Awesome Presence. His Awesome Presence. And he went into a realm, and God was taking him around in heaven. And he said that at one point, The Lord looked towards the galleries of thrones around him. Many were occupied, but many were empty. Many were occupied, but many were empty. He then said, "These thrones are for the overcomers who have served me faithfully in every generation. My Father and I prepared them before the foundation of the world. Are you worthy to sit on one of these?" I remembered what a friend had said, once said, when the omniscient God asks a question, it is not because he is seeking information. So I looked at those who were now seated on the throne. I could recognize some of the great heroes of the faith, but realized most of those seated had not even been well known on earth, the chiefest place in heaven. Many of those on the thrones had been missionaries who expended their lives in obscurity. They had never cared to be remembered on earth, but wanted only to be remembered by him. So those of you are so much conscious about how you'll be remembered here on earth, but only to be remembered by him. I was a bit surprised to see some who had been wealthy and rulers who had been faithful with what they had been given. So wealthy but faithful people were also there. They're also there. However, it seems that faithful praying women and mothers occupied more thrones than any other single group in heaven.
Wow.
They are still not clapping. Hey, I think the men are even clapping more than the women. He says that I was a bit surprised to see some who had been wealthy and rulers who had been faithful with what they had been given. However, it seemed that faithful praying women and mothers occupied more thrones than any other single group. So mothers, what makes you occupy thrones in heaven? He said, praying mothers.
Hallelujah.
Praying mothers.
Wow.
Praying mothers. You see, that is why if you're a mother, you must be prayerful. Because your prayers are powerful.
Mm.
Your prayers work. Your prayers in secret work. And I always give this example of my mother, who prayed for me 31st night when everybody had gone to church and were asking, what do you want God to do for you the coming year? The coming year then was 1987 or 86, I think so. 1987. That was the December of 1986.
Okay.
So coming year. And everybody was asked to pray and ask God what you want God to do for you the coming year. And when we came home, well, we prayed and we went. When we finished praying, then we went to continue. But she prayed. Then when she came home, she said, do you know what I prayed for? He said, I said, Nyakupone Jimibe. Nyakupone Jimibe, he's finding that God saved this, my child.
Oh, okay.
Jimibe. I said, what is that? She said, all her prayer, she didn't ask for car. She didn't ask for a house. She didn't ask for anything. She only said, God, save this, my child.
Oh, yes.
Save this, my child.
What a prayer.
Save this, my child. May the following year, I got born again.
Wow.
May the following year. And nobody, I didn't get born again like somebody witnessed to me or anything. I've told you how I got born again.
Yeah.
Nobody witnessed to me. Nothing. I just went and said, I want to be born again. That's all. I got born again. Oh, do you get it?
Yeah,
I got born again. September that year, I did the Holy Ghost baptism for her.
Hey.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Then December that year, she died to be with the Lord.
Wow.
That is, and she told us a dream, which for time's sake.
Oh, it's
our church. For time's sake. Do you get it? So she prayed for her children. She prayed for her children. And my mother honored men of God. I've told the story when she gave me a shirt. There was this man of God who was very short. He used to come to my house. That's a family pastor from Assemblies of God. We don't know where she met him from. One day we were there, so she brought the pastor to the house. And the pastor chose to come only on Wednesdays. And those days, we had only black and white television. And you didn't have DSTV. We didn't have anything. So they used to show something called Big League Soccer on Wednesdays. Those were the days of English League. Those were the days that Everton and this were winning. Ian Barnes and Ian Rush and Barnes and all those, Winterboom and all those who were playing in football, you know, those days. Then every Wednesday, we didn't have DSTV, so we can't watch it. Those days were the days of Akato Folk, I Can't Get to Olympus, Asantoko Toko, Adolf Amma, Heso Damte, 11 Wise, Akalakachi, and all those Hazakes. Those were the days where football was football.
Yeah.
Ghana football.
Yeah.
Mohammed Ahmed Polo.
Polo.
Hey, you know Polo?
Yeah.
Dribbling magician.
Yeah.
But Mexico, but net, there was no TV, so they didn't know. So the man came to our house Wednesdays. So we and our father, we decided that we agree. Because Wednesdays when we have to watch Big League Soccer. But my mother said, no, I will let him come. Hey, and the man, I don't know why he decided to do that. Every time he would wait, you know, those days there were some programs that were known as adult education in Izima. Adult education in Denmark. You didn't have any choice. There was no TV3, there was no Metro TV, there was only GTV. So you have to watch it. So you have Koliko, we have adult education in Zima, adult education in Gagbani, adult education in Zima, Ga. If you are Fante, adult education in Fante, how does it benefit you? So it's like, then you have talking point and all those things. You won't come at that time. You only come when Big League Soccer starts. Then you call, call, call. Then pastor will come. Hey! it was almost like a thorn in our flesh. Then when he comes, my mother, she has given us food to eat too. But we don't know what will happen. She'll come and take another food and do a nice table for the pastor to eat before he preaches. So we always use the pastor in the dibando. He comes to eat. We say he's coming to eat. And he won't let us have our peace. Then he will eat. Then he will take a look. He will, the man, I think he was faithfully stubborn. Stubborn. He wouldn't care about our faces, about nothing, including my father. He won't care anything. When he finished, he'll call us, he'll pray for us. Then he'll take the Bible and be asking us questions. That's forceful evangelistic Christianity. It's true. Faithfully stubborn. Then when you finish, then my mother will go and see her, she will go and say this. But when you go, so bam, we'll go and put it on television. He will not remember anything he has said. We will not even discuss it, let alone to remember. We just wanted him to go. Then I remember one day, my father, Christmas Day, we don't have anything. I mean, he hasn't bought anything for us. Mr. Richard, it's time for me to close. We don't have anything. Then my mother told me to go and buy a shirt. Okay, she has bought a shirt. I should go to the shop, boutique, and collect it and give it to him. A shirt and a shoe. That was a courier service. A shirt and a shoe. So when I took the shirt, I was going, I said, but this one, Christmas is coming. How can I go and give this shirt to this man and shoe? So I decided I'll give him the shoe, but not the shirt. I remember blue striped shirts. And those days, they have this chain thing that you put here. Not a fair number. White neck. Very nice white sleeve. So I'll take it. Because my mother, she bought it. She called an order, but she didn't see it. So if I was wearing, she wouldn't know that that was the thing I was wearing. So I took the shoe and I took the shirt. That Christmas will be deeper. Saturday, 7 a.m. We two were boys, so this one can wear, anybody can wear it. If a boy said anybody wears anything, boy, I was there. But see, she honored the man. She honored him. And one day, and as we have grown, we've all enjoyed that blessing of the mother. Do you get it? We've enjoyed the blessing, the miracles, the testimonies. We've enjoyed a lot of blessings. Hallelujah. And we can always link it to her, that this is because of, we used to call her auntie, because we lived with our grandmother. So our grandmother was like mama, and she was auntie. Grandmothers don't beat. Grandmothers don't do anything like that. Beautiful. So praying mothers. Let me give you one example of praying mother and we'll close. What is the best example of praying mother in the Bible? Praying mother in the Bible is Hannah.
Yes.
Hannah.
Yes.
And let me read you this verse quickly. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. They have been drunk. So that when mothers behave in a city where you think they are mad, but it's for their children. I know a mother, there was fire in the house, and she remembered the child was in the house. I think she was in the bathroom when the thing happened. So she came out. Then she remembered the child. Then the cloth or the towel, whatever, was removed, but she didn't care. People were there trying to help. She just, naked, she was moving towards where the child was. Just as simple as that. As simple as it was going. Natural instinct. But sometimes the men are not sure that the child is their child. Do you get it? So they are not able to do what they are supposed to do. But the man said, I carry this baby. It's my child. I'm going. I think when they are pregnant, something connects with their spirit. I think so. Something connects. Because they are the takers, receivers. Do you get it? So something connects. That's why you are connected to your mother in a certain sense. Yes. But Father's Day will come. Don't be too worried about anything. Eli said unto her, how long would you be drunken? Put away your wine. And Hannah answered and said, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drank neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord.
Wow.
Count not thine handmaiden for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. May God grant the petition of every mother here,
yes,
every
amen.
Grieving mother here,
amen.
Every sorrowful mother here, who is
amen.
Sorrowing for a child,
amen.
Sorrowing for a breakthrough,
amen.
Family breakthrough.
Yes.
May God grant it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. 18. And she said, let thine handmaiden find grace in thy sight.
Yes.
So the woman went her way and did eat. And her countenance was no more. And they rose early, worshipped the Lord, and returned, and came to the house of Ramah. Now look at the most interesting part. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife. And the Lord remembered her. Now, what role did Elkanah play in this? Elkanah. Hannah was the one who went to the place. And prayed. And prayed. Praying mothers. Prayed for the child. Elkanah just remembered that night was Hannah's time. Hannah's turn. It was her turn. Do you get it? When the baby came, Elkanah thought that he was the one who did anything. But the real thing had been done by Hannah. By the prayer, behind the scenes, the prayer that Hannah has prayed. Behind the scenes, the prayers that our parents prayed for us. So if you're a mother and you are not praying for your children, I want you to tell you that start praying for them. There is a certain connection that makes the prayer work and work very, very, very effectively. And powerfully. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Work. Amen.
Amen.
Wives, praying wives. are wise wives. Mothers. Are you getting what I'm saying? So mothers, let's start praying and stop fighting. These days, mothers are fighting too much. Take time off. Lift your children before God and pray for them. Pray for your husband. That problem that you are having, I am telling you that if you can be like Hannah and go and bear your heart out and pray, that problem will be solved.
Amen.
Your children will be saved.
Amen.
Pray for them. Pray for them. You are the one who can break the hold of the devil over their lives.
Yes.
When your husband is busy going and coming, go and hide somewhere. Hide somewhere. He said, the people who occupied, it looks like majority were praying mothers. Majority of them were praying mothers. This makes me to know that mothers pray a lot for their children more than their fathers. Yes. From this, what I've read. Yes. It just means fathers start to give money, try to over the mothers. There's something. Sometimes when my mother was saying, why is she worried? Why is she worried? I remember when I was sad from school, they were crying. I said, why are they crying? Even me, I was sad. I'm sad from school. I'm not crying. I don't even mind. And they were crying. She was so confused. I said, why? But there's some connection. And they pray for you. So mothers, your child, whatever is happening, and potential mothers, listen to this and put it somewhere and do it. Take them. You alone, you have some kind of spiritual power to break some holds. Look, there is no strength, there's no power that can stand the power of God and the power of a mother's prayer. There's no power. There's no power. The dream that my mother had, she said that a demon had come in front of our house. And the demon had taken one of her best clothes. She liked it, but she realized this huge creature, was in front of the house. But as she drew closer, she saw that the creature was sitting on that cloth, the best one. She said, what's this thing doing here? Then she said, I'll go for it. But this huge creature, how can you go for it? Then she started saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every in the name of Jesus, the demon will shrink. Every in the name of Jesus. Wow. And that name of Jesus, in dreams, it may be 5 minutes, but it could be 7 years. It could be at least, I was, about how many years did I go born again? I'm sure I was 18 years or so when I got, no more. But my senior brothers were also there. Can you imagine? Every in the name of Jesus, the creature will shrink. Every in the name of Jesus. Every in the name. She said and said and said. Then later said the creature shrunk or shrinking. The creature shrunk. Do you get it? And shrunk. And then shrunk. And shrunk. Till it became like thin, wow. Like a thread.
Wow.
Thin like a thread. Then she went and took the clock. When she took the clock, it was a human being. I won't tell the rest of the story. It was a human being. Like that. And then her children started getting born again.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
Just like that. There is something. So I want to tell you, mothers, pray for your children.
Hallelujah.
Pray for your children. Don't only pamper your children. It's good. It's good. But pray for them as well. Some of you must push your stomach down for fasting and say, for 3 days, I'm going to pray. But keep on praying. You break. See, prayer breaks the hand of demons over your life. Prayer neutralizes demonic activities. That's what prayer does. That's what prayer does. So praying matters. You are going to occupy the chiefest places in heaven.
Hallelujah.
When you go. You know why? Because your prayers will save. Look at my mother's prayer. She has saved me today. I'm a pastor.
Wow.
So every soul I win, I mean, I'm not saying anything. My father too is in heaven. I'm sure he's listening to me. But I'm sure he's happy I'm preaching this. He didn't pray that I'm maybe like that. Do you get it? Because we were the same in a certain sense. Do you get it? And we're encouraged by him. In a certain sense. We are now, oh boy, we did the house. He do, we do. He do, we do. That's all. Amen. But mothers, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I believe you are going to pray, mothers. You are going to stop fighting.
Yeah.
These days, this scripture doesn't work again. But by their chest conversations, they will turn the heart of their husbands.
Mm.
These days, it doesn't work again. These days, if a man talks, the woman must talk 48 times.
Mm.
Competition. Instead of hiding and praying. Hiding and praying. Smith Wigglesworth. His wife came home late. He said, I'm going to church. He said, I won't let you go. Then she went in the Lord. Then when he came, she came. The man had locked the door. Winter, he didn't open her. In the morning, when she went, he went to open the door. The woman said, good morning. What do you have for breakfast? Hey! How am I here with that? Is that what you would do? Share. Maybe what even happened was that the man locked the door, but he forgot to keep the key, remove the key. So when you're putting your key in, it doesn't go back. Then he was fast asleep. So he didn't hear. Hey, when the man wakes up in the morning, Kai, you will see something. But this one, he said, good morning. What do you have for breakfast? Katasta katayande. And that man got born again. Smith Wigglesworth got born again. Raised so many people from the dead. Just by that prayerful lady. You see, the woman, they say, even the way they are laughing. You can see that. Not in our days, not in our time. Praying mothers. Spiritual mothers. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Let us hold our children. There is nothing. Because you see, God compares himself to the mother when it comes to comfort, when it comes to caring, when it comes to remembering. He compares himself to the mother. That this is how it is.
Wow.
So the mother can pray for the children.
Wow.
This Mother's Day is special. Make it a Mother's Month. Intercede for your children.
Amen.
Intercede for your home. Intercede for everything that is going on that you want to see. Even for the marriage. But more children, but for the marriage as well. I'm not talking about children. But the husbands wouldn't mind if you extend it to us. You get it? You mind. Amen. Are you blessed you came to church today?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So it's a special Mother's Day. We thank God for mothers. We thank God for mothers. I thank God for my mother. Sweet, 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 sweet mother. I always pray that I will continue to be in the Lord. So I'll meet and thank her.
Amen.
I'll meet and thank her. That thank you. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for praying for your children. 9 boys, 1 girl. But she did it. She did it. Amen. You can also do it. You can do it. Pray for your children. Stand in the gap. Pray for them, and God will bless you. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that there's a blessing of the homecoming. Blessing of the homecoming. I mean, you shall see it. We shall enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Family blessings. Blessing of the home in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes,
we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
We give you glory.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus and take your seats. When they talk, go and pray. Pray and heap prayer on their heads. They will change.
Amen.
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 Every eye closed and every head bowed. You are here. You've been here before. But deep down in your heart, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Or maybe you are backslidden. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. And you want to also say, Pastor, pray for me to be sure that I'll go to heaven. I've been coming, but today somehow I have a different feeling. And I want to give my life to God and be sure of my salvation. With every head bowed and every eye closed, as I sit, they want me to pray for you to rededicate your life to God or to be sure of your salvation and be sure that when you die, you go to heaven. Close your eyes and lift up your hand. I'm going to pray with you. You want me to pray for you? Any hand up, lift up your hand. I'm going to pray with you that, Father, this life I want to rededicate to you. Restoration, powerful. That hand at the back, stand to your feet wherever you are. Stand to your feet wherever you are. Then help him to come. Okay, there's another one here. Help them to come. Put your hands together for them as they come. Put your hands together for them as they come. They come and stand here. Yeah. Oh, put your hands together for them. I want you to say this with me quickly, and the whole church should join us as we pray this prayer. The whole church should join us as we pray this prayer. Say,
Dear Lord Jesus,
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart,
That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God. Everybody say it.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus
is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus,
forgive me
of all my sins
and wash me
with your blood.
I thank you, Lord,
that just as I am
from today,
I am yours.
I thank you, Lord,
that from today,
I am yours.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. Or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abed Dowenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live as Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International Abed Dowenya. God bless you. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory.